guys. How we doing?
Hey, what's up, Coach?
Coach.
Look, Coach, having three of the receivers hurt and a couple of running backs, is it at the point where you might have to add a guy at one of those positions?
Well, we're going to look at it. We just went through basically the injury report, and we got to continue to look to see who's going to be available and who's going to be back. Obviously it looks like Jacoby's, going to miss a little bit of time. Don't know exactly to what extent yet. We're still seeing where he's at. But we did an MRI on his foot, and we'll see where he's at. But Denarius is getting closer. I don't know how close he is yet, but he's obviously getting closer. So we're going to look at that as far as if we need to add somebody or not.
Darius Hayward, they had a shoulder injury. Was it not serious?
It was not serious. He's a little sore today, so we're going to monitor him as we go through practice this week and see how much he's able to do.
Is this the same thing with Jacoby as he had last year?
Say that again.
Is this the same left foot for Jacoby that he had the problem with last year?
Yes.
And is that more of a concern than the same foot, or?
Well, the reports don't seem to indicate that there's anything significant to it.
Now, with Ford, when you say that he's going to have to miss a little bit of his time, do you mean in rest of camp, or is there a chance that this is going to go into the regular season?
I don't know the answer to that. Obviously, if you ask me, is there a chance? Yeah, there's a chance. But we still got to, continue to look at it and see, what type of time frame we're looking at.
So where do you go from now for this week and for the foreseeable future on punt returns and kick returns?
Well, right now we're looking at Brian McCann, but that's obviously a position that we've got some concern over, and we're gonna be evaluating the guys we have here, but we're also gonna be looking at the rosters of the other 31 teams and see if there's somebody that comes available that can help us in that regard.
Any further update on Goodson or Liner?
Both of them are going to be okay. Goodson, he had some weakness in his shoulders, but we looked at him today, and he feels good and looks good. We did some tests on him to make sure that it wasn't anything related to the neck injury, and everything looks fine. So that wasn't a big issue, and then. Matt really just had a pretty good little cut on his index finger of his right hand, and I think he's going to be fine, too.
That was on those, on the short yardage situations, you guys get the ball with Darren four times. Is there a reason you guys didn't use any of the bigger backs, or were you trying to see what Darren could do, or what was the thinking there?
Well, I mean, he's the guy we're counting on to be our bell cow, and we wanted to hand him the ball and see if we can get a yard. And the thing when you look at those plays, the result is obviously not what we're looking for. But when you actually go back and study the tape, you're a lot closer to getting it than what it might look like live and in person. So, our guys are still, we're a work in progress, offensively, defensively, and in the special teams. And I'm not real concerned about it. I know we're going to get it corrected, and we'll get to where we need to get to.
That's just a school of thought regarding special teams, and even Shane had mentioned last week that he doesn't put a ton of stock in what happens in preseason and special teams, because so many guys are getting looks, and if some guys aren't even in the regular positions they're going to be in, and there's so much evaluation going on that it's really hard to tell what you're going to be until week one. How do you look at that?
Well, I look at it in some regards. I look at it the same way, in that we're giving a lot of guys a lot of looks to see what players can do and what they can't do. And this is the time to try to figure those things out. But at the same time, I'm looking for execution, and we gotta execute better.
Carl Vinacho coming with a strip sack last night. And how would you evaluate his camp up till now? Has he been a guy that's kind of flashed on you since the beginning? Has he come on late? How would you evaluate his performance?
Well, I think as of late, he's gotten a little bit better. He's one of those guys that continues to work and continues to get better. He was a defensive end coming out of college, and we're making him a stand-up linebacker. So, he's making progress on the learning curve. And, obviously, it showed up last night. He made a nice play on the sack fumble.
Hey, Dennis, after looking at the film today, how would you assess how Carson Palmer performed out there? There were times when he looked like he was really locked in, and other times when he looked like he was kind of unsure and then maybe even forcing some things.
No, I think Carson's still he's still learning in this offense. I don't have any reservations or any doubt at all about Carson Palmer. I think he's had a good camp, and I expect that when the opening day comes around, that he'll be a good player for us.
If Wisniewski is good to go for practice this week, would he be seeing playing time against the Lions, or are you going to hold him back?
No, if he's able to go, we would play him.
You looking to get McFadden a similar workload in this third preseason game?
Yeah, I think we're looking to get something similar. We'll probably play our starters maybe a little bit longer, but I want to get him some work, so he'll play in the game.
Do you look at when you get him a lot of touches early like you did last night? You got him banged around, you got him some work. He had 10 touches in the first quarter. The rest of the first team was out there. Do you just figure, all right, he's had enough, and then you get him out?
Yeah, that was kind of the plan in that game. We wanted to try to play Darren about a quarter, get him his touches in that quarter, and then get him out of there. And really, that's what we did.
When you look at Rod, he had 7 catches, looked good in the receiving game again, but he also chased down the guy in the interception, and he almost recovered one of Goodson's fumbles. Which is more impressive to you, a guy that's hustling like that or a guy who's just kind of being part of the offense?
Well, I think the play that he made on running the guy down was outstanding. I mean, it's exceptional, and that's something that everybody on the team needs to understand that, needs to see that, because that's the type of effort that we're going to need to win, and that's what we're looking for. This is a guy that he continues to do what he's asked to do, and he continues to work and continues to play hard. And I don't think it's any I don't think it's any surprise that he's reaping some of the benefits of it because of the way he's gone about doing his job.
Watching the film, what do you see out of your starting linebackers?
I thought the first drive, they got one explosive run on us that, we kind of got misfit there. But really, other than that play and then the play where Rolando got picked on the goal line, those were really kind of the two negative plays that I saw from a linebacker perspective. But I thought overall, I was encouraged by the way our linebackers played.
How do you are going pads tomorrow or not?
No, we won't go in pads.
Will you this week, but heading into the Detroit game a couple of times? Or
yeah, we'll put the pads on before before we go to Detroit.
Do you expect Taiwan Jones or Myers back this week?
I'm hoping to have both of them back this week.
Any more news on Aaron Curry?
He's back. He worked out today through a running program, and you know, looked pretty good. So we'll take a look at him tomorrow and see where he's at, and kind of